Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Jesus.
And the number one.
And the one.
And enter.
Enter. Okay. It came.
You got it?
Yeah.
Did you get the phone line on?
I think so. That Micah, don't we have a phone line? 910. It's in.
Okay. So you log on, you're hearing the music, because you know the music will play until you shut it off.
Yeah, more.
No, it shut off on its own. All right, we thank you. There you go.
No problem.
It's on. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
See if you hear me over there. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sorry we a little slow here today, bless God. And we want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient, those of you that are listening at this time. Would we like to, yes. I'm trying to get it straight now, since we got a little straightened out here, okay? All right, people. Bless the Lord for today. I trust you are having a great day, because it looks like mine trying to start crazy. All right. Bless God. Bless God. We thank God for you, you, and you that are there, those that listen on a continual basis. You don't know how precious you are to me. Greetings to you, you, and you. I give you a great big hug today, but there's no hugging allowed these days, okay? Praise God. All right, we thank you. So we're going to have a short prayer by Deacon Mike. You want to have a short prayer?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the day. We thank you for all those who are well, and what we're doing, we're going to pray for everybody in this prayer list. We're going to pray for everyone to be well. We're going to pray for all the diseases, all the bodily things that's wrong with each and every one. We're going to ask cancer to leave your body. We're going to ask diabetes to leave your body. We're going to have leukemia leave your body. We want everything to leave your body so everyone can remain whole. And praise the Lord. And that's what we need here to do today. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for you. Praise God. That let us know. Call us at 347-857-3925. Call us if you will, and let us know that you are praying with us and for us, and that you hear us, and you know, do you enjoy it or not? Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. I'll read a little something, and we'll go on a little further. Amen, amen. Faith that is practiced does not perish. Hope that is exercised does not evaporate. Love that is genuine is not jealous. Faith that is practiced does not perish. Hope that is exercised does not evaporate. Love that is genuine is not jealous. Govern yourselves accordingly. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
So, exercise your faith today. Today, we're going to let these gentlemen here, Bishop Porter and Deacon Mike, I hope you keep your listening here. We're going to let them go forth here. Amen and all. And we want to thank you for listening and being there today. We really thank God for you, you and you, our special friends. Yes, those that listen on a special basis, they ain't left me. They still here. You make me feel good, you know. Yes. Get you lots of hugs and kisses, all right? You going first?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for each one of you in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We just thank God, amen, for life, amen. We know that it's a great a crisis that is going on in our nation now, praise God, but we know that we serve a God that is able and to do all things, amen. There's nothing too hard for him, praise God, if we put our trust in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's able, man, to turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He's the only one can turn a negative into a positive if we look to him. If we look to the hills for what's coming our help, and all our help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. And there is nothing that he cannot do. And the things that is impossible with man is possible with him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. I thank God for Apostle. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Deacon Mike and man, and for Sister Diane and I absent. Praise God. We just thank God for God people everywhere. Praise God. And we know, amen, that God is a praying God. And he said that man shall always pray and not faint. Praise God. And that faint means don't stop, don't quit. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Prayer changed things. Amen. As we ever need to pray, it's praying time now. Amen. Would you agree? All praise God. Amen. Thank God. All right. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with us in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. And I have five verses that I'm going to share with you. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to turn it over to Deacon Mike. Amen. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, beginning at verse 17 through verse 21, you'll find these words. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubled Israel? Ain't it funny how the enemy always want to turn it around and maybe put like that, we is the devil and he is all that and some more. But you got to know who and whose you are in these last and terrible times. You got to know that you know that you know, man, that the Lord is in you and he is with us. Am I right? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open up, come in and sit with us, and you with him. And I'm glad that he will never leave us, not forsake us, that he's always there. Praise the Lord. Praise God. In verse 18 saying, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel. Amen. It's time now for us to take a stand. But thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Praise God. I want to ask you a question. Amen. Whose side are you leaning on today? Praise God. You on the Lord's side? Or where are you at now? Amen. He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Man, as we ever needed to stand, we need to stand now. Praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me now? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen. We want to apologize for, amen, for the problems, amen, that we're having. Amen, amen. But we are back, amen, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto him. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise God. See, so we are here to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. And I want to, amen, share with you today, amen, caught between a problem and a promise. Praise God. Caught between a problem and a promise. Amen. How many know we, amen, for every problem and situations in our lives, God have a promise for us. Amen. He have promised us that. Amen. In his word. Amen. That he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's always there. Amen. In every situation. Amen. And I believe in my heart that our nation, amen, today, amen, we need a God that, amen, answer prayer. Amen. He said, if you call, he will answer. He said, while we're yet speaking, he said he will hear. So he will hear our cry. Amen. David said, this poor man cried, and he delivered him out of all his troubles. Praise God. This morning I want to share with you in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, beginning at verse 17 through 21. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubled Israel? Ain't it funny how, amen, the enemy, the devil always want to turn it around and make it look like that we are the enemy, amen. Praise God. But ain't you glad that you know who you are and whom you are? Praise God. You got to know in the last and evil days, amen, whose side, amen, are you leaning on? You have to know it, amen. You got to know it from the inside, amen, that you are truly been born again and living for our Lord and our Savior, amen. Verse 18 says, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel. Amen. Here's the true prophet speaking back. But thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Cameron, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove of 400, which eat at Jezebel's table, 850 false prophets. Man, that's a lot of false prophets, am I right? So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Cameron to come together one place. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Now, I just asked the question, whose side are you leaning on? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answer him not a word. How many know it's always silence? Amen. When the word of God is being spoke, praise God. Amen. People are listening. Man. God is getting their attention. Amen. Praise God. Ahab brought 850 pagan prophets to my camp to match wits and the power with Elijah, against Elijah. Evil kings hate God's prophets because they speak against sin. Come on, and idolatry, and undermine their control over the people. Man, we know a man wants to control the people. Amen. But we tell them what thus said the Lord. Amen. That the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Am I right? Praise God. Man, so God hadn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is God. And right now, our nation is caught between a problem and a promise. Right now, we are all facing a mighty, mighty crisis, amen, a terrible problem, amen.
No one is exempt. The rich, the poor, the little, the small, the big, the mighty. Amen. Am I right? Amen. We all is facing this crisis. Praise God. Amen. Things are shut down. But where are your faith? Amen. You're looking to the hills from which coming your help. Not all our help come from him. Jesus said, amen, in his word, that without me, you can do nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I do believe in my heart. Praise God. As we call on the name of the Lord, praise God. Tell me that there is power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. There's healing. Whatever we need, amen, is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin, man, have been rapping. Amen. But I heard the word of God say that it is a terrible thing to fall up under the hands of an angry God. Help me, somebody. Tell me it's a shaking going on now. Am I right? And the Lord said he shake not only the heavens, but also the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen. I believe that I'm talking to people that believe in our Lord and Savior. Praise God, amen. Now, if we ever needed to stand, we need to stand now. Am I right? Praise God. With the wicked kings backing these pagan prophets, they were springing up to counter against the word of God and God's prophets. But, oh, thank God for Elijah. Man, God always got somebody going to stand up. Praise God. When a prophet, a true prophet of God speak, amen, something going to happen. Amen. We need a prophet today, amen, to speak, amen, to our nation. Praise God. Praise God. To tell, amen, that our nation, praise God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, when God spoke, praise God, to Solomon, amen, that if my people, which are called by thy name, would humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn from the wicked way. He said, then he will heal from heaven, and he'll forgive your sins, and he will heal the land. Oh, praise God. I know I'm right about it. Amen. He will do great things. Elijah showed the people that speaking a prophecy just wasn't enough. Praise God. One needed the power of the living God to be fulfilled. Amen. Man, God yet working miracles in the land today. Amen. But we got to do something. He said, if you draw nigh to me, he will draw nigh to thee. Amen. We got to do something. Praise God. He's not going to do it all. Amen. We got to come. Amen. And humble ourselves up under the mighty hands of Almighty God. Praise God. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Now, are you caught between a rock and a hard place? It may be a family member. It may be your children. It may be your husband. It may be your wife. Praise God. But this virus is hitting everywhere. Praise God. Man. But, oh, we have the right message for the land and for our nation today, amen, that Jesus is the same God. Praise God. And we serve a true and the living God. And he is God of the living and not the dead. Am I right about it? Praise God. Praise God. But how long will you be halt between two opinions? If that if is a mighty, mighty big word. If is a condition. In other words, God is saying the same thing today to the nation. If you will, he will. If you draw nigh to me, he will draw nigh to thee. He said it to Israel, and he's saying the same thing today. That's why he said he's God and he changed not. He's the same God. Help me, somebody. Praise God. And the people answered him not a word. Praise God. He's yet, amen, on the move. Amen. And he's looking. Tell me that his eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith on the earth. Amen. How many know, amen, that we walk by faith and not by sight? Man, Jesus have the answer to this solution and to the problem now that we are facing in this crisis. Am I right?
Amen.
Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Oh, Elijah challenged the people to take a stand. And this is what I'm doing today. I'm asking you out there, amen, will you take a stand? Praise God. And you can call in, amen, and we can talk about it. This is the name of the program. Time to talk about it. Man, the lines ought to be full, amen, and calling in. Praise God. Man, and share your thoughts on what you think about this situation that is going on in our nation today. The number is 347-857-3925. Praise God. We are. All you got to do is just punch the one on your phone, however you on your computer, and we'll open the line and let you have your say. This is what it's all about. It's time to talk about it. Amen. Amen. But I think we done did too much talking. It's time to pray. Amen. It's time to call on the true and the living God. Am I right?
Amen.
Praise God. But we need to take a stand with somebody out there. Amen. You would like to call in, amen, and want to let's talk about it. To follow whatever was the true God, we need to talk about it. Amen. If we serve the true and the living God, do you believe, amen, that, man, God can wave his hand, amen, and it'll be all over? Praise God. Or why do you think we are facing, amen, this crisis that is going on? Man, everything is shut down. Why? Have you all thought about it? Why did so many people waver between those two choices back then? Perhaps some were not sure. Many, however, knew that the Lord, they knew that the Lord was God, but they enjoyed the sinful pleasure and other benefits that came and was following Ahab. Now, who are you following? Are you following the pledges and the sins of the world? Are you standing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Praise God. We shall have, amen, a remnant after remnant that will always, amen, stand for our Lord and Savior. Or we are living in the last days. Praise God. Ahab and his idolatrous worship. See, are you a true worshiper of our Lord? Praise God. Now, worshiping our Lord and Savior, and what we do, that's who we are. Am I right? Praise God. Through the trying times that we are in now, praise God, We don't quit and run, amen, but we stand, praise God, and be counted, praise God. We have more fighting for us than against us. God is always on our side. He said he's always there, praise God, to bring us out with a mighty hand. Do we trust and believe, amen, the word of God? Amen. It's time out for holding on. But it's time now, amen, to stand. And he's Paul saying, after we have done all, he says, stand. Praise God. Am I right? So we are living, amen, in trying times. Praise God. Where are the true worshipers? Praise God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, we shall not lack. Well, amen, but we need, amen, a God, amen, can bring us out. Praise God. It's this problem in the nation, not only a city or just one state, but from the east, west, north, and the south is caught between this problem. But ain't you glad, amen, that behind every problem, situation that is going on in our lives, God have a promise for us? Thank God, amen, for the promises of Almighty God, amen, to his people. He did it for Israel. He brought Israel out. Praise God. But amen, getting back to this challenge that has Elijah standing all alone, 850 false prophets. And the challenge was, you take a bullock and I'll take one. And we're going to put it up for a sacrifice. But we're not going to put no fire up under it. Come on, somebody. And he told them how we're going to do it. And he said, since y'all is so many, I let you go first. I do believe, praise God, that if we come together in prayer and talk about closing the churches down, praise God, I don't believe if we, I ain't talking about no music, no praise service. I'm talking about a prayer service. What happened to the all-night shut-in? Calling on the name of the Lord to something happen. Things change. Yokes were being destroyed. The captive was set free. Broken hearts were mend. Families was coming back together. Marriage was being restored. Children, praise God, was being behaved. Praise God. God turned every situation, amen, that was not like him. Why? Because the people are always praying. Drunks come off the street. Praise God. Dope addicts crying out they want help. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Praise God. People's lives was changed through Almighty God through prayer. Oh, he is a praying God. Man, if you call him, he said he will answer. Oh, but we got to call him. Praise God. Call on the name of the Lord. I thank God for every doctor and all those that's in the medical profession. But we acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the healer and as the deliverer. Oh, he's yet working miracles in the land today, man. Oh, he got the answer. Oh, Jesus is the answer to this situation. Praise God. But where is the prophet? Amen. And the prophet have spoke that these things will happen. Man, and if people don't straighten up, praise God, after this crisis, something else going to break out. Help me, somebody. Why? We are in the last and evil days. We are living in trouble, dangerous times. There's dangers all around horrible thing. Man, the Bible tells me to fall up under the hand of an angry God. Am I right? Hmm? So, what about you today? Are you caught, amen, between two opinions? Yeah? Are you wavering it in your faith? Hmm? But the Bible tells me that a double-minded man is unstable in all what his ways. Am I right? Hmm? Serve the Lord on Sunday, and then the rest of the week you living like the devil. Hmm? What about you? Huh? Have you made the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Hmm? If not, today can be your day. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Oh, he's yet right there, standing with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let them come. He said, and if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. He's there. Oh, but you got to call him. You see? Whosoever call on the name of the Lord, he said, shall be saved. Praise God. God means just what he say. If he spoke it, he able to perform it. Praise God. Where are we, amen, in the church, to call on the name of the Lord? Amen. So they got these bullocks and tell me these false prophets, they call all the way to noontime, but nothing happened. Hmm? But oh, Elijah said, now is my time. Hmm? He said, now is my time. He said, tear down this right here. God don't want nothing that the devil got. And he built it the way God say built his altar. He dig a trench. And he told the people to go out and get 12 stones to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. He says, I want you to go and bring me 4 pails of water. Pour it all around in the trenches. All around, pour it all over the sacrifice. All over the altar. And they're doing this now without no fire. Help me, somebody. Ain't you glad that we serve a God that is omnipotent? He's omnipresent. He's a supernatural God. He's yet working miracles. And he got the answer to this virus. He got it. Help me, somebody. When he went down on his knees, he humbled himself and he called on the God of Abraham, the Isaac, and Israel. Tell me, the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice, licked up all the water. Huh? Now, you know, in our world today, fire and water don't mix. Am I right?
Amen.
But God can do it. Do y'all believe that today? Hmm? Help me, somebody. He's able. Well, we say to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, he's able today. Man. Oh, well. Praying church, man. When the church got in trouble in the back there, amen, in Peter and them time, praise God, they called. Amen. When Peter got in trouble, they called. They went into all night prayer, and they stayed till they got a hearing. Man. And they didn't want to believe that Peter was standing there knocking on the door. Oh, we got to knock on heaven's door. We got to bombard heaven with prayer. Come on, somebody. Man. And I know we got some prayer towers in this nation. I was pray 24 hours a day, round the clock. Like people go to work in shifts. We have praying people in this nation. Where are they to get a hearing for the about this virus? Praise God. God is able. He can do it. But oh, when the people, when they saw, amen, that fire come down, and everything was consumed, the people of Israel backed up and hit their knees and said, Elijah, God, we will serve. Somebody want to come to the Lord today? Today can be your day. All you got to do is confess your sins and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior from this day and forevermore. And I thank you for your blood covering that you shed it for me on the cross of Calvary. There's not but one true and living God who paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. He's able. He can do it today. Praise the Lord. He's destroying yokes on our behalf even as we speak. How do you know that, Bishop? Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void. He has the answer for this virus. I say he has the answer to this virus. Yes, he do. The doctors may not have it, and I thank God for them. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for them. God put them here and give them the knowledge to work on our bodies. Praise God. Am I right? Why we go to them if you're not going to believe in them? See? But our trust is in our God that paid it all, that made the heavens and made the earth and everything in it, including you and I. But he have the answer for this virus. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's able today. Oh, he say, look to me, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Now, the false prophets tried to, when that happened, they tried to run. Elijah said, catch him. Don't let one get away. Are you on the Lord's side today? Do you believe that we have more fighting for us than against us? He's the same God. He's always there. Oh, he is fighting for us even as I speak. Well, you got to believe God in the spirit realm. Why you say that, Bishop? He said, because God is a spirit. And he looked to for us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Am I right? Oh, we got to get out of the carnal mind, carnal state. Amen. And believe God for his word. See? What is faith? Faith is trusting the word of God. We stand on that. Praise God. When you have been anointed and appointed, praise God, everything going to be all right. Man. We leaders that's in, amen, over ministries and in ministry, praise God. You got to believe that for every one of those sheep that God have placed in your care. Then now he said, cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Am I right? Are you casting it on the Lord? Are you trying to handle it yourself? See? No time now. Why are you fearful? You see? See, be of good courage.
My God.
Yeah, sure, we use common sense. He give you common sense, then. I tell the church all the time, your common sense go along with your salvation. Help me, somebody. Praise God, and God intend for us to use it. Some things he's not going to answer if you don't use your common sense. He give your eyes where you can see. He give your nose where you can smell. He give your ears where you can hear. He give your mouth and a tongue where you can taste. Am I right? Hmm? So he give you them five senses. So why not use them? You give your hands where you can feel, touch. Yeah. So we have some senses. So we have to use it. We give us a man of mind. But now do you have the mind of Christ? The mind to walk right, talk right, amen, to serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. What about that mind? That when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Am I right? See, so this is the time that we are living in. Praise the Lord. Oh, we bless his name. He's always been there. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the age. To the end of the world. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. But I thank God that is one baptism, but many refilling. And he's filling us now with his word. Amen. But you that is in Christ Jesus, we, amen, shouldn't be fearful. Praise God. We use common sense, but we shouldn't be fearful. Praise God, and we stand firm, amen, believing that God's going to take care of us. Am I right? Amen. I'm going to share the 91st songs with you, and then I'm going to turn it over to Deacon Mike. Praise God. The 91st song. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That abide means stay under the shadows of the Almighty. Now, he that dwelleth in the secret place, it's a secret. You got to find it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the nestling pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, not for the arrow that flies by day, not for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, not for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Y'all hear that? Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Are y'all listening? For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways, not some of them. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he had set his love upon me. Therefore would I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he had known my name. Oh, you know him. If you know him, he will deliver you. That's a promise to us. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. See? Now, he can't answer if you don't call him. If I call Deacon Mike, he'll say, yes, Bishop, what you want? And that's the way we do it here. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Y'all ought to help me here. I will be with him in trouble. See? We're in trouble in this nation. I will deliver him and honor him. You hear that? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Bishop love you, and Jesus do too. Here's Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord for that word from Bishop Porter. And I like what he said on that, on his opening statements. Whose side are you on? You know, that's so true, because so many people are jumping from here to there looking for something, but whatever they're looking for. They're jumping from Christ to this, to that, to this, to that. So the point is, what are they looking for? You know what I mean? It's not that it's a false statement, but it's a real statement that people do not know what they're looking for. Okay, so we got to ask even ourselves, is whose side are we on? You know, because sometimes that other side can persuade you if you let it. But you got to see it coming. Now, some of you have been in Christ a lot longer than others, so you can see when it's coming. So you know how to stand. You know how to put that back foot back there and stand and tell people, get away, devil. See, but you need to show others how to stand. See, what you learn, you pass it on. That's the way it should be. It should be that we show others what the power of God is and how to stand, what to stand on. See, because just like Ahab did, he sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. So what did he do? He showed the power of God. See, when the power of God is in the midst, you'll know it. You'll feel it. See? Yeah. But see, but a lot of things happens for a reason and for a purpose.
Right.
That's what we need to understand. We need to understand that purpose. Some of us know the reason, but what was the purpose? What was the purpose behind it? See, we get ourselves in trouble a lot because we don't understand the full measure of the power of God. That's why some have teeny-weeny faith. That's why some have big faith. Because of the lack of understanding. The lack of what we have to do and the lack that we thereof. You know, I was thinking, well, I'm always doing that anyway. And I was thinking that when I was younger, they used to beat me up every day and I run home. You know, I was always running. You know, always running away. So now that Christ is with me, I don't have to run away anymore. I can stand firm. I can stand my ground. Long as God with me, I'm going to stand my ground. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to stand my ground. See, but long as we, as bishops say, long as we pray, we get into our word a little more, because we do have to keep that word in our heart. No matter how you keep it there, keep it there. You know, you might not understand the scripture from every I and every cross T, but you keep it there. You have to understand where we're going in this. What is going on with us in this day and time? I know Bishop was talking about the all-night prayer and stuff like that. The only thing to that, why a lot of churches don't do that no more, because it became so dangerous these days. You know, because the devil don't care who you are. And these people today have no respect for God. Think about that. See, back in the day, a little bit, people had a little respect for the church and God. Now, where that went, they just like them 850 prophets. They don't believe until something happens. Look at the virus. It happened. Now, look at all those unbelievers. What do you think they think? I mean, hey, it levels the playing field when things happen like this, because that means the power of God stands tall and it stands out. We, how do people say, God-fearing people, we need to understand where we're at. How do we stand? What do we know that God is with us and is for real? See, we know that. We don't have a problem with it. We know that. And in verse 21 of 1 Kings 18, it says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt y'all between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." You know why they didn't answer? Because they were scared. They were scared. They saw the power of God. They saw it. And they were scared. And they were stuck in the middle. Now, you got to understand, they were on, one time or another, they was with God. Now they with Baal. Now they're stuck in the middle and confused. You don't want to be caught like that.
Right.
You really don't want to be caught like that, because it's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face that. It's not healthy. Because you don't know, as Bishop say, you be in church on Sunday, praising the Lord, shouting all that there, and next time you know Monday, you're cussing somebody out. You know, you at work with a scowl on your face. And people will say to you, "Well, I thought you was in the church," because they're waiting for you to fall. Let's not forget, sinners always wait for God's people to fall. They always got a microscope under you or on you, waiting on any misstep you do. Now, that's where we have to be aware of, too, especially when we're outside them church walls. Because the bishop said you still got to go out that door. You still got to face that world. You might be safe in the church, but when you go out that door, it's another story. So, therefore, you got to make sure you got that armor. Have all your armor. Keep that sword with you in your heart, because this is the only way we're going to fend off. Now, God ain't tell us to go out there and try to, try to force something, call ourselves living on the edge. You know, if you're going to parachute off a cliff, supposed to be an adventurer, and all of this. But if a wind blow and blow you back against that mountain or against that ledge, you in trouble. Or if the parachute don't open, the parasail, you in trouble. See? Now, you can't say that you're actually with God and you out here taking dangerous turns with your life. See? You be pushing the envelope then. I call that being on both sides. But God, because what are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing? You with God, but you're going to jump off a cliff. What are you accomplishing? You're trying to say God gonna be with me when I jump off the cliff. God ain't say push the envelope. But a lot of people try to push it. Now, I ain't going to go out here and be ignorant to the fact about this virus because, hey, it's a wake-up call. Yes, true enough. But the thing about it is this. Do not push the envelope. Do what you got to do business-wise. Because we know God going to protect us in that instance. We ain't got to worry about that. God going to protect us in that instance because we're innocent. But if you want to go get into something, be somewhere you're not supposed to be, what do you think is going to happen? Now, who you stand with then? You know, a lot of us, a lot of people is fearful of this, what's going on. Now, the thing about it is this. It's all right, you know, we human. We will be fearful, but we also pray. We also ask God to lift us up to protect us and our family. So let's get that understanding. We're not naive enough to get out here and try to challenge God. Because that's what people are doing. They're trying to challenge God. I mean, I looked on the news and seen all them people on the beach. And they told them not to. Now, where's the problem at there? They don't care about authority figures. They're not listening to anything. They feel like they're untouchable, invincible, and nothing's going to happen, and nothing's going to stop them from going to the beach. That's like a surfer getting bit by a shark saying he's going to get back out there. You know, so where do you stand? We can't be pushing the envelope like they are now. They're pushing the envelope big time. I mean, People are not, they are not sane. That's all I can tell you. They ain't sane. Because I ain't going to push the envelope anymore. I done did my time in that. That day is gone. God done brought me out of all of that. So I'm just asking, where do you stand now? See, I stand with God, and I ain't standing on that other side of that rope. But that way, you know that crime scene tape? I ain't breaking it, okay? I'm staying on my side. I'm not staying in the crime scene. I'm staying on my side, okay? Because that's where it's more safer at. It's safer in the bosom of God. People don't know where safety is at. And who is with? Who is more comfortable? Who are you more comfortable with? You're comfortable with God. You pray to God for your family. God give you understanding on a lot of things. A lot of things. If we stand, we'll get answers. If we don't stand, we get no answers. What do you expect? That's when the devil come in, and he's going to give you something to stand for. And you're going to think it's great. And it's not, because it's going to weigh off, and the devil coming to collect it. See? So we got to deal with a lot of things. We got to deal with these unsaved folks. And it's a lot of them in the church. Let's just face that. It's a lot of them in the church who need to be delivered, because all they do is put their, put their nose in the air. They're gonna talk down to everybody, like they so proper. They're gonna make sure everybody dot every I and cross every T. But when they get out the door, they don't know what's going on. You see where that confusion is at there? They stand in here but they're standing over there too. So they doing like the people, they doing like the people of Israel with Baal and God. They are caught in the middle. They're insane, caught in the middle. They always, we always have decisions to make. Let me go there. We always have a decision to make.
Amen.
Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, we always have a decision to make. So it's up to us to make the right choice, to make the right decision, to get on board with God and make that decision for God. You know, like when we eat, we say a prayer over our food. Before we go to bed, we say a prayer. When we get up, we say a prayer. Now, do you say a prayer during the midday? Ah, you forgot about that one, huh? See, so let's get ourselves in a habit, you know, get ourselves in some kind of rhythm to go along with our salvation, to where all these things that we're supposed to do for God will be automatic. Because, you know, the more you do it, the better you become successful at it. The more you get involved, the more you'll feel good because you're helping and you're doing something constructive for God. You're not hurting the people. You're not hurting God's people. And what you're doing is you're trying to rein in some of these ones who are kind of on the fence. Let's just face that. Some of them got their foot in the door and the foot out, you know. So we trying to pull them all the way in the door.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you are trying to get them opinions as one thought. Mm-hmm. Let's get that phrase, as one thought, not two, as one opinion. We need ourselves to be educated in the Word of God, to be educated in the power of God, because the power. It's how we do all things. People forget that God is the one made us. People forget that. They be talking about the Big Boom Theory and monkeys and all this other stuff.
Who made the monkey?
Yeah, they don't know that either, Bishop. Who made the monkey? They don't know who made the Big Boom either. Let's face that too. Because all that they said, what they are trying to do, who do you think did it? Who's the one that did all this? Who the one made the Big Boom? Who the one made the monkeys? See, people forget about that. It didn't just show up. What do you want to do? Who do you want to believe? You want to believe God, or you want to believe them? When I say them, I mean everybody else. But don't you think it's strange that people can pull people out of church, but they can't pull them in?
Oh, come on. Talk about it.
What's with that? You done been in church all your life, and you know the word inside out. Somebody come along and pull you out. What's with that?
Mm.
Did you think it was exciting out there?
Two opinions.
That's right, two opinions.
Mm.
That's what it is. They on the fence. If somebody can come in that easy and pull you out and start telling you about your own pastor, the one who's speaking, or telling you about this one or that one, like Bishop say, you go to them, you pull them to the side and say, let's go ask the pastor, is this true?
Mm.
Be a man or a woman, be an adult.
You'll find out where that is.
That's right. You will find out where it's at. You'll find out where it's coming from, too.
You'll find out who it's
on. You know, but that's how you that's how you get the weeds out. Because, you know, when a weed is coming up, it chokes the other grass or plants. See, we don't need that in the church. Now, it's always a Jezebel in the church. Let's just face that, too, because they're going to be on point on everything. They're going to be this. They're going to be that. But you never know when they got them knives out against you. But that's why when people be saying that, the reason I say there's a Jezebel in the camp, because there's always one that starts trouble or this and that and challenge everybody, this and that. There's always one. And I don't care what church you go to, there's always one. You basically look at and you watch. What you do is you pray for them. You ain't got to sit there and lay hands on them or nothing like that. You just pray for them and say, God, help them. God, let them see what they're doing. You know, upset they apricot. That's all I can say. I don't know where that came from. But the things about it is we need to focus on God. We need to focus on our salvation of God. That's where we kind of lose point because we didn't focus. Because during these days, we do have a lot of distractions. Let's just face that. You got a lot of electronics. Everybody be on their tablets, phones, iPhones, or whatever. Everybody's on everything else. You know. You know, and the thing about it is all that distraction that gets in your head, how can you keep it all? Because didn't you know you only use one side of your brain? If you use the whole brain, we'll be something else. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's get with the program, people. Let's get with God. Let's step up. All of us, me included, let's step up. Because it's time out for all that other stuff. All you can do is look around you. Now, the first day of spring is tomorrow. I don't even think we had winter down here. It's only been cold a couple of days, and that's it. You know, so you better, you know, when the Bible's, when, you know, when they tell you, the Bible tell you, you ain't going to know what season it is.
That's right. The winter from the summer.
Do you not think it's already there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
You know, we know when is winter, spring is spring, summer is summer, and fall is fall. Because we know the months. What gets in the way is when that winter come during fall. And sometimes by the end of summer, it's getting winter. So how do you tell what's what? Days are getting shorter. Time is running fast. I mean, hey, pretty soon they're going to have a blockade against on the supermarkets, because this is going to get wild out here. But we got to look at all the things that we got ourselves into as people, as man. We put ourselves in a box. Then we try to put God in a box. Don't happen. Don't work. You can't. Because God is much bigger than the box. God is much bigger than us. God is much bigger than the earth. His word is what count. The word of God is what count. Now let's not be ignorant and go out here and break the law thinking God is going to help you. He ain't say go out there and be wrong. Go out there and steal, kill somebody, and all that. God ain't tell you that. That's the devil. You know, or, as bishops say, double-minded. As the book say, double-minded.
It's unstable.
Yeah, that's unstable there, you know. I know about that, too. But I'm not going to get in the weeds to that right now. But the thing is, People do things without thinking, without feeling and thinking about the consequences. Like I said last night, we always got consequences, good or bad. Everything we do, everything we say, good or bad, is something up and is something questioned. Because somebody is always going to question what you say or do. Let's not get that twisted, because somebody is always going to challenge you. Don't get upset. Because, hey, it's going to happen. Now, you can say to yourself, well, they don't know. I think they need to get in their word a little more. But that don't mean you got to tear them and rip a hole in them in public. See, a lot of times we got to use our heads. We need to come together on a lot of things. We need to get ourselves in order, because God is a God of order.
Amen.
You know. And at this time, I would like to say, I thank God for this opportunity for me and Bishop. You know, me and Bishop, we love y'all, so don't get mad. You can write us at, well, we thank you for today, time to talk about it, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock to 10:30. And you can write us at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I think, yeah. And we don't forget, our prayer line is on Friday nights at 11 p.m. That's 218-548-6746. And the pound is 3333 pound. And it's also the same number. Uh-oh, that ain't the number. Excuse me, it done changed. It's 480-660-2316 and hit pound and dial 3333 pound. Okay, and that's the same number for Tuesday night Bible study. So we invite all of you to listen in on that one. It's 480-660-2316, and it's 3333 pound. And let's get together and let's do these things that we're supposed to do, and keep helping God do our thing. And God bless you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Amen.